Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling out my word today, I'm out of place sick. You ain't ever done it on the any in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shit. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. Look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm out of place sick. You ain't ever done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shit. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. The way you move your body, sort of like a snake did. Ooh, girl, you ain't nothing to play with. Every time I get a piece of you, I savor it. I can't deny you my favorite. All I can eat when you catering. Can't get enough for your flavoring. Girl, you're the best, no debating it. Ain't nothing left over, I ain't saving shit. I want it right now. Red light special with the top down. They watching now, give them something to talk about. They can put on my shoe, but they can't walk them out. Shorty won't give me two, they cost a couple thousand. Ain't got any kitties, so what you talk about? I just play my position and know it hold her down. And every time that I eat it, I go a couple rounds. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I want to taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the any in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shit. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I want to taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the any in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shit. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. Plumber, I lay pipe, I do basic. The mother niggas ain't in, they just make you. Five poodle lace you. Roll up, mix the rest with the girl taking. You been naughty and I'ma give you a spanking. We got no strings attached, this relations. Been no talk in your inbox, they be hating. They don't know what we built, they can't break it. I want it right now. Might not make it home, it's the lifestyle. Soon as I doubt, they know you getting piped down. Lights out, we ain't running up a wipe out. Calm down, baby, don't be hostile. Stop out, full of perky, never tap out. I'ma make you pass out, I'ma make it worthwhile. How you feeling like the first time? Trust me, I know how to work, man. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm out of place sick. You ain't never done it on the any in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shift. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble it, jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the any in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shift. OMG, girl, you don't make sense.
Folks on Clubhouse than I do with my own family and close friends right now, y'all. If you don't know about it, you're going to find out about it tonight. Hey, so stay tuned. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's 9:05 on the East Coast, 6:05 out west. Hey, what you up to? What you cooking? I smell something, and I ain't cooking a damn thing. So it must be you. Hey, I'm real excited about tonight's conversation because very rarely am I not the person that's doing a lot of talking in the room. Very rarely. Very rarely am I the one sitting back, like, doing a lot of listening. I'm so impressed with this group of young people. You know, dynamic folks. And they're, like, from all over different parts of the country, but they come together and they spend hours in these damn rooms. This thing, I said, is a phenomenon. It's called Clubhouse. But before we go any further, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, you haven't heard in a long time. Hey, what's cracking? Hot chocolate. What you got going on?
I'm back. Chocolate. What's going on, TM Hyman Radio family? It is good to be back in the land of the Social Lab. And I'm excited to be here tonight, too, because, number one, you know, me being a woman of a certain age and everything, I get, you know, ribbed for being, you know, auntie or, you know, as I was so eloquently called back in the day, Lady Eloise, right. Lady Eloise, right. But I haven't.
I'm not going to touch that.
Please don't. I haven't heard a lot or been exposed a lot to Clubhouse, mainly because I'm still an Android user, and I understand this is Apple technology specific. So I guess I may have to come over to the dark side if I do want to be a part of the Clubhouse phenomenon. So I'll listen to what the, you know, the young elites have to say, and, you know, they may change my mind.
Well, you know, I've been trying to encourage, you know, friends and family for a long time to you know, you say come to the dark side. At this point, it's like walk into the light. Walk
no.
into the light.
No.
Everything I have, you've been listening to this show for years. And you've been listening, you know, everything I have is I everything. I hold everything.
Yeah.
I converted many years ago. But Clubhouse, it's in beta form right now. And I'm not going to, you know, like, you know, we're just going to get into it. We got two of the elites. And really, two young ladies that I think are pretty much on top of their game. When I say Clubhouse elites, the leadership, it's a group that has to really take charge of some pretty, like, wild-ass people. Like, I don't know if y'all have been trolled, but, you know, I got thousands of listeners. Like, and I've converted to from Facebook to IG. I'm trying to get my IG up. Y'all know we started off on Facebook, got, like, you know, thousands and thousands of folks on Facebook. But, man, this Clubhouse thing is crazy because the trolls are stupid. But I'm going to let these ladies talk to you about the trolls. We got Yoni and Chantel. I want to say Chanel so bad, but it's Chantel. And Yoni. Clubhouse elites. Ladies, welcome to the show. Thanks for pulling up. What's cracking?
Hey.
Welcome,
hey,
ladies.
Hey.
Thank what's
you,
good you. With y'all? Listen. Oh, man. Listen. Yoni, you like, I would hate to be somebody out of control in your household. Because you're going to yoke them up with no problem. Because you're going to be controlling these rooms like nobody's business. You can see me. And Chantel, you're the same way. You know, you command, you come in, you out. You know, you're handling people's taxes, strategizing. You're some serious young business women. Tell us a little bit more about yourselves. Yoni, go ahead and start off.
All right.
Go ahead, girl.
Right. So, okay. So what is it that, is there a certain topic, a question, or are we just giving our perspectives of the app? Like,
well, right now, just introduce yourself. Introduce yourself a little bit more. Who are you, right? We know your name, but who are you and mm-hmm. where are you located in the country? Because folks on the app are all over the world.
Exactly. I am Yoni. I am from the USA. I am based in Detroit, Michigan. I am a photographer, a graphic designer. I also do, I'm a digital entrepreneur as well, so I exchange in the Forex market. I am currently working on a big, big project for the youth, and it has to do with just connections and building the youth from underprivileged to already established, just helping them, you know, just get out here and get a name going for themselves. So that's pretty much just my main focus, is tapping into the youth with this nonprofit organization.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. Thanks for that. Chantel, where are you located in the country, and a little bit more about yourself?
No problem. Oh, I wanted to comment on the fact that you want to call me Chanel. I think that's so funny. Because it's like everybody wants to call me whatever they want to call me. But it's okay. It's cool. It's cool. Chanel number 5. So I need to slip in. It's fine.
Call you your
you
name.
Know?
I want to honor you.
Come on.
Coco
Chanel.
Call you your name.
So my name is Chantel Johnson. I am, of course, in the USA as well. And I reside. Well, let me put it this way. I'm from Queens, New York, but I reside in Orlando, Florida, currently. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Background, I graduated I went to Full Sail University. I graduated my entertainment business degree. I got a bachelor's in that. I did take the accelerated program, which led me to want to be in the, you know, the business field, entertainment field. Which also led me to know that I needed to be in an industry where I was going to be able to make money, be able to provide for not only myself but my family, and be able to really take us out of situations that not necessarily my parents could have done for me. So I feel like it's kind of like my way of, you know, recreating the future. So with that being said, I've always had a background in sales and marketing. I've done sales majority of my adult career. And from that, it actually turned into where I became a CEO of my own company, where I do have a clothing brand. You know, shout out to the ladies. It's called Chic Mommy. So, you know, it's a little spicy. I'm going to put it that way. I'm going to keep it short. It's spicy. But anyway, in what I really do right now, it is tax season, as you guys know. So my whole goal, especially with the pandemic, my whole goal has been to be able to put back into the community, help my people, help everybody really. And just understand, you know, taxes, like understanding how to file, understanding first-time filers, understanding the pandemic, understanding that, you know, unemployment is taxable income and that people don't even know that. A lot of people are unaware about certain things, you know, so I feel like my purpose, my duty, and shout out to God because I always praise God first. I felt like my whole thing
shout
was
out
to
God,
give back to
no
people.
Doubt.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, come on. So, with that being said, I just felt like my duty this year, instead of it just being about refunds, you know what I'm saying? Instead of it just being about money, it's more so about how to make sure you get the maximum refund, but also making sure that you're, you know, set up for the following year, and as well as licensing your business properly. So just to kind of circle back, my whole goal and what I'm doing right now is educating people on their taxes, really getting people operating their businesses properly, and at the end of the day, just giving out information that, you know, not even myself 3 years ago prior to starting my career in taxes didn't know. So I felt like, you know, my job is to make sure people do know that kind of information now. So that is my little spiel. I'm Chantel, you know, and, that's my little background for you guys.
Hey, no doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard two of Clubhouse Elite's, I'm going to say, leadership. If you just joined us, it's 9:14 here in Atlanta, 8:14 in Houston. We are hanging out tonight with LM Tochi and his whole crew. They pulling up.
Radio Show.
I think another member has joined us here. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Is that me?
Yes, sir. That would be you.
Oh, okay. Y'all can hear? Okay, I didn't know.
Celebrity Hotel Concierge. Yes, sir. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy. First of all, very humbled to be here, man. Very humbled to be here. Appreciate you even reaching out. I was just doing my thing, you know, honestly. But, yeah, as you said,
that's
the name of Celebrity Hotel Concierge. Yes, sir. The name of Celebrity Hotel Concierge. I'm from L.A., very successful young black entrepreneur, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Got a whole lot of things going on. What do I say about myself? You know, shout out to Tunchi, you know, shout out to Yoni, shout out to Chantel, shout out to everybody here on the interview, you know what I mean? And that's pretty basic. I offer celebrity hotel concierge service to the everyday person. That's basically it. You know, I like to keep it real short. I'm a Navy vet. I don't really know what else to say, man. Hello.
Hello. Hey, that's one thing I've learned to say on mute, like here, bro, like cracking jokes. Hello. That's your thing right there. Hey, these folks pop they shit, and that's the phrase in the room. On Clubhouse is, you know, what Tunchi tell him is pop your shit. And what he tell him is, you know, promote yourself, step out there, you know, get it off. The one thing that we have done on this show for years is help young entrepreneurs, young leaders to break the fear of public speaking, to understand that no one will understand that you have a product if you don't put it out there. McDonald's is not afraid to promote their product. You know, we go to Walmart because they promote their product. The one thing that I commend you cats on is your ability to push people to the edge of the plank and push them off. And Yoni, you challenge people to come from the bottom of the room to the stage. I want to understand what that's about. Where does that come from? You did tell us that you have a passion for youth. You're a youth advocate. But where does that come from to just push people to want to be best, to be their best, and to kind of push beyond their fears? You all are really good at that.
I would say just being there myself and just being at the bottom and knowing what it's like to not have support, not have, you know, people to, you know, root for you and tell you you can do it and, you know, just be there for you and want to know who you are. Because I think a lot of times because we hide behind, a lot of people hide behind who they really are, especially with social platforms nowadays, you're not allowed to be you. And, again, you know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, Tunchi created the space and, you know, I just add to it. So, you know, I just want people to understand that, you know, we all have our levels, and sometimes, you know, we start small, sometimes we start low, but, you know, where you go is, you know, what you work for, so you don't get anywhere by not putting a foot forward, and, you know, it's just great to have support and someone to tell you that you can do it, because, again, you know, I'm a youth advocate, you know, because I believe in, you know, if we change the youth, we'll change the world, because, you know, they're behind, they're after us when we leave. But, you know, overall, it's about the world and the nation as a people and how we can really come together and connect. And I feel like that's just what we do in our room. And I feel like that's what, you know, Clubhouse does for us. So it's just allowed us to be able to, you know, get people to step out their comfort zone, you know, because it's a lot of people who, you know, feel like they don't matter, or their voice doesn't matter, or, you know, they're just flat out nervous, you know what I mean? But, like, to know and to be there, you know, and to get through it, I just feel like it's my duty by God to, just, you know, do the same thing to others that I want done to me. Even though I didn't get that, now I'm getting it, but it's never too late. And if I can start, you know, and help someone along the way as I learn as well, then I feel like that's how we all gonna make it. So I challenge them, come up, come to the stage.
That's,
you know,
how we're gonna make it.
Don't be scared to shine your light, because, you know, some of us, we just, you know, been down for so long. And when you get that opportunity to come up,
I love that.
You got to take it.
It's so refreshing to hear the younger generation excited about leading and taking a charge to make a change. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's dope. You said shine your light. You just dropped a few jewels, but you're so eloquent. The entire group is so eloquent. I could sit for hours, and often I'm working. Often I'm either on a set, you know, trying to shoot something, or in an office behind a laptop, trying to, finish something. But I listen almost like I'm, watching TV or listening to a podcast, because it is how you all actually facilitate. You facilitate so well. It's a pleasure to just hear your business acumen on an app, the business acumen on the app that's free. If people are not really applying what you're serving up, shame on them. Chantel, happy Black History Month, my dear. I commend you, and I want to give all of you your flowers now. That's why you're here.
Absolutely.
But I commend you for the free services that you're offering up, the free tax services. Can you tell the people who may be listening in the area where you are, who may want to take advantage of your promotion while Black History Month is still in? I think we got a few more days, right? You want to share more about that with the people?
Yeah, absolutely. So with first of all, happy Black History Month, right? Shining a light. Because at the end of the day, I feel like, one, the reason, let me tell you where I am. I'm in Orlando, Florida. We do have 3 offices in Orlando. We do also have 1 in Miami. If you are in the Central Florida area, you are able to get your taxes filed by me. But the good thing is that I do service all 50 states. So if you are outside of Florida, you're in another state, totally fine. The best to reach out to me. I don't know if we have pen and paper. I'm not sure everybody's situation, if you got your notes. But my Instagram is probably the best way to get in contact with me, because it has my booking site. It has literally all the updates. So I'll go ahead and give you my tag. I'm going to spell it out for you guys just to make it easy. But this is the best way, because it has the booking site, it has the info, it has the post, etc. So it's going to be and it's going to be my first name. So Chantel, I am going to spell it out, phonetic alphabet, okay? It's going to be C as in Charlie, H as in hotel, A as in alpha, N as in November, T as in tango, E as in echo, L as in Lima, M as in Mike, A as in alpha, R as in Romeo, I as in India, echo, echo, _. So spelled out, it would be at Chantel Marie _. So that is my tag on Instagram. And again, you are able to take advantage of the month. I am doing free consultations. This is where you can ask me literally any questions that you might have about your tax situation. You can literally ask me anything about the stimulus checks, unemployment, LLCs, anything that you might have questions or concerns about. My job is to go ahead and give you that free game on that consultation call. And then, of course, if you felt as if, hey, you know what, Chantel, I like the information you gave me. Do you want to go ahead and move forward and work together? Absolutely. We go ahead and handle it like then. There's no upfront fees, clearly, because it is free. Hello. Shout out to you, Celeb.
Hello.
I love you. My day. Hello. But, yeah, so.
Hello.
Hello. Come on. But, yeah. And the reason why I'm doing it is because I wish I had somebody when I started my taxes to really break it down for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a first-time filer, I wish somebody would tell me, hello, you're not paying. You need to be paying 10% of your federal withholding. Like, I wish I had somebody to be like, ma'am, you do know if you started a business and you ended up getting your EIN that you're able to write off majority of your income without raising any red flags. If I had that, then I would have been so much more confident going into, you know, this realm of just taxes and money. And a lot of people, I feel like, aren't aware of that. And a lot of people my age aren't, you know, having somebody break it down. So that's why it kind of circles back to why I felt it was imperative for me to get to the game and be more informative instead of it being more about, you know, just the money.
No doubt. Be more vulnerable, folks. You don't have to be perfect, you know, but you do have to come correct, you know. I'm going to say it again. Be vulnerable. It's okay. You don't have to be perfect, but you do have to come correct in the sense that don't waste people's time. Don't just be talking just to be talking, right? I learned that a long time ago. If you really don't have anything to say, just listen. And we have a hard time listening. But what I love about Clubhouse Elite is even if you trip up and you sound like a complete fool, the love that comes from Tunchi with the fact that you're part of the family, you don't know the rules yet. Now, Yanni want to slap you in the face. Tunchi's like, slow down, Yanni. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, right? He's like, mute your mic.
One mic.
You know, and the next thing you hear is like, PTR, you're going to see a wild ass picture, right? It's like, you didn't try me. I respect Clubhouse Elite so much. And I want you all to know, some of you all still don't know what the hell Clubhouse is, and because it's still exclusive. Clubhouse itself is an app that's in beta form. But the app is just like this. I mean, you all have been listening to us for years, right? I mean, we're like 800 deep, right? But just like you're listening to us right now, wherever you are in the world, that's what you can do on this Clubhouse app. I've been in rooms with Grant Cardone. As a matter of fact, Grant Cardone just sent me a dope link to a conference he's doing on March the 12th. With 50 Cent and a whole bunch of others, I'm not going out there. I'm still scared to be around large crowds. So, you know, he was like, if you don't want to come, you can't come, you know, hit me up. I hit him up, right? I mean, but you're talking about Grant Cardone along with a whole lot of other people. Celebrity Hotel Concierge. I heard 10K Cards drop jewels in a room that you were leading. The other morning, bro, you know, you really want to help people with their presentation. You want to help them to present more, and you've been coaching with that, you know. So I want to learn a little bit more about why you took that on. I know why you took that on, but I want people to understand, you know, like how you stepped up to help people with a need that you identified.
Well, so basically, here's how it works. You know, in this world, you have a lot of people that are always trying to gain, right? People are always trying to gain. But not everybody's trying to give. And when you give, listen, when you give, the world gives back, all right? If you give, the world will give back. And people don't understand that. So for me, you know, when I first started this Clubhouse thing, it was kind of just to see, like, kind of what it was about, you know, blah, 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 blah. Then as I started going into different rooms, I started to notice that people were kind of like, it was kind of weird. Like, what are y'all talking about? I downloaded this app for this. So right. With that being said, I came back and I noticed that, like, you know, like me, you probably have to understand that too. I was in the clubs for the longest. Now I've DJed all the top clubs all over the country, literally. I've literally DJed for, you know, I've had Migos at my birthday 3 years in a row. You know, all that stuff is on my Instagram, but I took it down because I'm looking to appeal to a different market. But the point is, you know, like public speaking was like at a time, it was never my thing because I used to be scared. I mean, believe it or not, I used to be scared to talk in public. Like if it was more than a classroom, I was scared to talk. But then, you know, as I got into the club and stuff like that, I would be, you know, it would be 5,000 people deep, and I was the DJ, right? And then I used to think I had power. But the real power, I noticed, came from the MC because he literally ran the room, just like how it is on Clubhouse. The MC ran the room. So I stopped the DJ thing. I stopped caring about it so much, and then I started caring about more of the MC because he literally was the voice of the club. No pun intended, Clubhouse. But at the end of the day, you know, that's kind of how that works. So when I hear people do their pitches on Clubhouse, like, listen, if you got 300 people in a room, right, 250, it don't matter if it's three people. If somebody else does the same thing as you, why would I choose you over that other person, or why would I choose the other person over you? And I'll tell you why. It's your pitch. If your pitch is not up to par, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many people listen here, but I'm going to tell you right now. If your pitch is not up to par, or if your pitch sounds exactly like the same person that went before you, then there's no uniqueness. That's just like going to McDonald's and saying, hi, how can I help you, right? And you work there. Then the next person, you say, hi, how can I help you? You say for the next person, hi, how can I help you? You sound like the same person because you are. And there's nothing unique about that. So for me, I've always been good with words. I have a psychology degree, so I know what words play on the mind. I know how to heighten my voice, and I also know how to take pauses and cause a dramatic effect. I know how to soften my voice to create emphasis on certain things. And then I know how to take it up to the next level, just like I did just now, right? You see how that works? But the thing is, there are a lot of people that are timid. A lot of people don't have the skill set that I've worked on. Not that I have, because I wasn't born with this. I've worked on this. So a lot of people don't have that. So for me, I've been doing a lot of free consultations in order to help people get their pitches where they need to be. Because at the end of the day, your pitch can always be improved. It can always be improved. And the cold part about it that people don't understand is you're never too good to improve yourself. And at the end of the day, if you are on here selling products, then you need to be the best at what you do. And the only thing that you can do on this app is pitch, because people, like, as soon as they hear your voice, from the moment people hear your voice, they instantly don't care until they go to your Instagram. They go to your Instagram, and then they see if your Instagram matches what you're talking about, right? Okay, so, yeah, I do this and I do that. Well, how are you a brand ambassador with 30 followers? What are you ambassadoring? That don't make no sense. How are you an influencer with 140 followers? What are you influencing? Bad habits? No. I'm not about to, you ain't about to influence me to do nothing except leave your page, all right, bucko?
Right.
That's not how this works.
Facts.
So,
talk about it, brother.
So at the end of the day, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that's another thing. Another thing that I tell my clients, because I don't have customers, I have clients, right? Customers are a one-time thing. Clients you build relationships with. Another thing I tell my clients is if you can make somebody laugh, you can make them do anything. And tell me, and listen, let me find the person that can prove me wrong. If you can make somebody laugh, you can make them do anything. I guarantee you, if you can get Warren Buffett to laugh, you would probably get a deal more than a person that couldn't. And don't let me meet Warren Buffett. It's a wrap, bucko. Like, it's over. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, yeah, that's kind of my thing. So I just like to offer my services, you know, pro bono, just to help you out. Obviously, you can't do everything for free. But I figure if I can give to this world via the experiences and all the knowledge that I've had, because I've done everything under the sun. I've been to 40 countries. I worked for Carnival Cruise Lines. I was in the Navy. I've been everywhere. I've done almost everything except die. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's literally that simple. So I figure if I can give, that the world will give back. And I figured the world, and like the thing the world will give back will be rewards for my services rendered, which in turn will be capital. Because money, you know, money comes and goes. I'm looking for capital. So, yeah, that's, you know, to answer, I hope that answers your question. This is Celebrity, a.k.a., I mean, Celebrity underscore The Hotel Plug, all common spelling, and I am done speaking. Thank you, sir.
Hey, it is 6:35 in Los Angeles, 9:35 in New York City. You are hanging out tonight with the Clubhouse Elites. It's all right. And I believe we have another part of the crew who has joined us. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Clubhouse Elites. I think somebody else just joined us.
That was sound.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? Okay, look like somebody else actually just joined us. I don't know. Area code 480, last 4552.
Lord Jesus, I just thought I was supposed to listen. I'm supposed to talk?
Well, just
hello, all.
No, you do not
hello,
supposed
all.
To talk. You're just listening. Okay, you look like a part of the crew. So just stand by. Welcome. Thanks for hanging out. Oh, we scared the hell out of her. It's a lot
goodness.
Of folks actually in the
like
room. Look like a part of the crew. Ladies and gentlemen, again, LME Tunchi's whole Clubhouse Elite crew has pulled up tonight. We're talking business and technology. You just heard Celebrity Hotel Concierge just really drop several jewels, just as Chantel did, just as Yoni did. And, you know, what I want to do is just pause again and say, I mean, man, you know, I really, really respect how you all handle your business. I mean, you all are talking to people all over the place, and I've actually witnessed some pretty cool ass things that have gone down in the room. I mean, some pretty extraordinary things have gone down in the room, and I've kind of pop around the app just like most. So I'm in a lot of rooms, a lot of different people. Some extra ratchet, some like extra foul. Some super intelligent, and then some just fake as hell, right? And so we know it's a mixture of all of that on Clubhouse, but you guys do something that's completely different. You do something that's completely different, and you demonstrate leadership. And going back to what Hotel Concierge was talking about, right, as far as that pitch and not sounding robotic and not sounding like the next person, there always has to be some type of differentiation. And for me, you know, right now, when it comes to your business, ladies and gentlemen, you know, stop chasing a dollar and really identify what solutions are you solving. It comes down to needs and solutions. If you solve needs, the money will come. The money will come. The one thing that I love about Clubhouse is Clubhouse separates the real from the fake. Clubhouse separates the real from the fake. And I don't even think the fake people really know it when they come on the app, how easy it is for them to be identified. Like the concierge just told you, it comes down to credibility, right? You can't be an ambassador if you don't have an audience, right?
Right.
So it comes down to credibility. But this is the beauty of the room. You don't have to be famous to be a part of the family. The room is a family. They're going to help you to grow your business. They're going to help you to handle your business. They're going to help you to speak properly to your business. You know, all of that is going on in Clubhouse Elites, and you're not paying anything. All you have to do is pay forward some social currency and some attention. Because this is the one thing I don't really like is when people want to speak and talk and speak and talk, and they haven't even really taken action on the jewels that were already dropped. They haven't even networked with the people who already offered up help. Clubhouse is an app that'll help you to take your business to the next level if you connect with the right people. I'm here to tell you tonight that Clubhouse Elites are the right people. Chantel, can you tell us your most memorable hour? Because y'all on those apps, on that app in that room for hours. What has been your most memorable hour? What has gone down that you've been totally blown by?
There's so many, but we're going to have
so
to.
So many.
Okay, I'm going to talk about a fun one because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, obviously business is business. But I feel like this correlates into what we're doing with the app and what Tunchi is, you know, providing and what the leadership on our team is kind of, you know, creating day by day and just, you know, with the strength of, you know, Tunchi and his energy and what he's trying to do with the algorithm and really put people on. I'm going to have to say my personal experience, I guess the best hour as of yet was a couple of days ago when we had our first Clubhouse Elite, like, rap contest. And it was the coolest thing because, one, shout out to our boy Jonathan. Even though he's a white boy.
Jonathan, I was there. I was in the room.
Yes, that was the coolest because, one, Jonathan, he got to, you know, he got to express himself. Boss, he's from a whole nother, you know, entity. They're from two different worlds, but they were able to connect in one way in the group, and everybody got to see it. And it was just lit. Like, and I personally felt like that was a monumental moment because people got to see, you know, rawness. People got to see creativeness. People got to see, like, it's, you know, business is business, but you can have a little fun too. And, you know, like, sometimes it takes that having people to be like, hey, yeah, like, pop your shit. Like, you know what I mean? So that's
pop
what I feel like. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's my favorite saying. Like, sometimes you might even think I'm sound. Like, I'll be like, pop, pop, your shit. Like, but, you know, whatever. But, yeah, so.
I'm here for it.
That was, like, my favorite, you know, like, moment in Clubhouse Elite as of yet. Obviously, getting to 1,000 followers was cool on Clubhouse, absolutely. But I feel like more so of the engagement that I was able to be a part of and be on a panel and really, like, see somebody from pitching for the first time. You know what I mean? Like, somebody introducing themselves for the first time to them getting comfortable to talking. And then, you know, now they're, like, rapping. And then now you see them in other rooms doing their thing. So I think it was just the growth of, like, seeing where they came, you know, from the hours they were in the room prior to where they ended up and then to, you know, them winning. That was, like, the coolest thing, I would say.
It's like seeing your child grow up. It's
like
seeing a kid grow up. Yeah. Shout out to Jonathan. I was in that room, I think, for maybe 8 hours that day, well into the night. And Jonathan, if I'm correct, is a Harvard grad student who will rap you out your damn shoes on any given day at any given moment. Right. Exactly. And I think what I was most impressed with is I want to say it was you, Yoni, who gave him like the word resilience and somebody else threw out another word and somebody else threw out another word. And he put those words in a rap and killed it.
Yep. And that's his MO. Go ahead, Yoni. You got that, babe.
You can, because you can pretty much just give him any word, and literally, like, he will rap that shit. Like, it's crazy. Like you said, Harvard lawyer, you know, and hip-hop rapper, you know, by heart, you know, and he'll tell you all the time, you know, he rather rap before he, you know, do it all anywhere.
That's right. Yoni, I hear the baby. Shout out to all the mommies who stay on duty.
Yes.
We love the queens handling business.
Yeah.
But Yoni, what's your most memorable moment or memorable hour on Clubhouse?
I can't pick one, honestly. It's not really an hour for me. It's many moments where, you know, we have even people from the older generation who are much, much older than us. And, you know, sometimes they come in, they might be new to Clubhouse or they might have been on the app for quite some time. But, you know, they would sit in the audience for a very long time. And then when they eventually come up to speak and they say, you know, like, they might not have a lot going on because they are older. But, you know, we just give them words of encouragement still, and to hear them say that, you know, they was nervous or, you know, they didn't really have much going on, but we encouraged them to, you know, just step outside the box, you know, come up, speak. And it just comforts me that we get the opportunity to just be there, you know, for people, because it during these times with COVID and everything, like a lot of, you know, it's a lot of distance in between people. So I think this was another way that God has, like, you know, brought a way for people just to come together. And again, like, the support is what is the most thing, and, you know, the communication, the love, the connection, and all that's fine, you know, monetizing in the end, but the value and, you know, the beauty just to see people grow in their own little ways, on their own level, you know, and that just, that amazes me every minute. So it's not an hour, but it's literally every minute I am amazed.
I totally respect that and totally understand everything that you just said. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been hanging out with LME Tunchi's entire Clubhouse Elite crew. It is 9:46 in Atlanta. (917) 889-3926 If you have a question, just hit the number one on your phone, and we'll bring you on. Before we go to the celebrity concierge for his most memorable, if he has one, Hot Chocolate, do you you have? I didn't know if you had a question or if you were trying to chime in.
I actually do have a question. I love the way Yoni elaborated on how she was enjoying those particular quote-unquote hours of, you know, interaction on Clubhouse. So, and she mentioned either a first-time user or someone had been using, you know, for a while, and us, I won't call them older people, we call them people of a particular age. So, because okay. I'm not really aware of what the demographic of Clubhouse is. Remember, I'm completely new to this. So for that reason, describe to me what you find is a typical first-time interaction for a Clubhouse user. Because I'm interested. But again, I'm not an Apple user. Well, I'm not an Apple phone user. I do have an iPad, and I may be willing to bring that out of the archives, you know, for something like this. But describe to me what a first-time interaction would be like.
Okay, so.
Or what I could look forward to.
A first-time interaction would be, it's new. It would be new for everybody, but I would say it's just a matter of learning how to maneuver the app, because perspective. Imagine you're in school and you'll have, you know, the hallway, which have the room numbers and things like that. So replace room numbers with titles. And so each room has its own title or its own category, depending on what those moderators or leaders in that room are doing. So you basically, you know, you follow people, they follow you back, sort of like, you know, Instagram and Facebook, but with them following you back, that's how your hallway builds. So your hallway is based upon who you follow, and that's the difference with Clubhouse. So if you're, because it's a business networking app, so say if you're, like, if you're, okay, you do radio, so you would follow people and keep up with people that's in the category of artists or speakers or things of that nature. So when you follow that certain demographic and industry of people, that's who shows up in your hallway.
Okay.
So when you, you know, you obviously would pick a room of your choice, and then you would come into that room, and it's set up, the way the rooms are set up is the stage, it's the audience, and then it's the stage, and then it's, you know, like
where the moderators are. So the moderators is like leading the room. They have what's called a green bean, which is an asterisk. And that's basically like what it's defined upon. So when you're in the audience, you're not speaking, you don't have a microphone, but you raise your hand to speak, or you can be invited up to speak. And once you're placed on the stage, your microphone is replaced. The hand that is now replaced with the microphone. So now you have a right to speak in the room. So it's like you come on stage, and then depending on whatever that topic is, or you know whatever they're doing in that room, then that's what you would engage in, based off of whatever your choice would be.
Interesting. Okay.
Thank you much. Thank you much. Hey, let's roll over back to the celebrity concierge for your moment, your most memorable moment on Clubhouse thus far.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Celebrity Hotel Concierge, a.k.a. your travel plug. And let me just tell you about the most memorable moments or hour or whatever you want to call it that I've had on Clubhouse. And I'll tell you right now, it starts with – it doesn't start with me. That's what it starts with. It starts with the impact that comes back when I'm quiet, right? Because, like, the most powerful person in the room is the person that speaks the least, right? The most powerful person in the room is the person that speaks last. So when I do these consults and then the people come back and then do their pitches and I know that I crafted that pitch from start to finish and then they're generating sales and that I didn't make a dollar off of that, and the fact that these people, their confidence is going to levels that they never even knew they had, that's the most memorable moment for me, ladies and gentlemen. It's, how do the girls say? It's the value for me. It's the value for me. So for me, the most memorable moments that I have on Clubhouse, specifically Clubhouse Elites, because we're not talking about all of Clubhouse. We're talking about Clubhouse Elites. Don't ever get it twisted. The most memorable moments that I have are the moments when I can see my work being reciprocated and shown. Shout out to the native.
Yeah.
Shout out to Anna. Anna is one of she's fantastic.
Hey,
I helped
Anna.
Her with her pitch
shout
a couple
out.
Of. Yes, I helped her with her pitch a couple of days ago, and she's gonna be fire. She's going to be fired. Matter of fact, let me get another shout out. Shout out Gypsy. Gypsy, I'm taking her under my wing too. She's going to be fired. Just don't worry about it. But the point is, my most memorable moments on Clubhouse are the moments when I don't have to talk in order to speak, when people speak for you. This is Celebrity Hotel
yeah.
Concierge, and I'm done speaking for now.
Yeah. And that's how you drop the mic. You know, and again, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say LME Tunchi all night long. LME Tunchi all night long. You've not heard his voice. You've heard representatives, extensions of him, going back to what I acknowledged at the top of the show. I'm most impressed, you know, with the leadership. You know, it's the leadership for me. Because at the end of the day, without leadership, you don't have anything. I mean, people are running around the country, running around the world, running around Clubhouse trying to figure out, you know, how do you make money? You make money by leading, right? That's how you make money. You have to, first of all, have something to lead with. You got to have some credibility. You got to give yourself permission to be successful. You got to connect with a team of people who got your best interests at heart. You got to have some faith, you know? And you can't be afraid to come from the bottom to the top of the stage. Yoni just told you, too many of us have been at the bottom too long. Listen, no excuses. We have no more excuses. COVID has hit. It wiped us out. I know many people who have millions of dollars who are now on the unemployment line. It goes both ways, but I also know people who were on the unemployment line who has actually had a few come-ups during the pandemic because they partnered, they collaborated. Tonight, you have heard from Yoni, you've heard from Chantel, you've heard from the Celebrity Hotel Concierge. I need y'all to follow them on IG, and they're going to help you. Yoni, drop your social one more time.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
Drop your social one more time for us.
Okay, my social on Clubhouse, on IG, or Clubhouse, or all. Okay,
all of it. Yeah, everything.
Yeah. All right, so you can find me on IG. That's underscore Make It Pop Visuals. You can also find me on Facebook at Make It Pop Visuals as well. And I am also on Clubhouse, Yoni underscore Planet. Thank you. I am Yoni speaking.
Thank you, Mama. Chantel, a.k.a. Chanel.
Yeah, I was about to say, you want to say it. I hear it. You just don't want to put the T in there. It's okay.
Oh, man. No, understand it's not just you. He's notorious for tearing up a name, so don't take it personal.
Not tonight, though. not tonight. Drop your social, baby.
Okay, so for my people who don't have IG, you can find me under Chantel Johnson on Facebook, and I will have a picture of my face, which will also match my IG that I gave you guys a little bit earlier, which is at Chantel Marie underscore. And on Clubhouse, I am under my government. It is Chantel Johnson. So you can find me there. So, yeah, guys. And I'm done speaking.
No doubt. Appreciate you. Hotel, one more time. As we wind up.
Okay.
Down.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Celebrity underscore the Hotel Plug. And let me drop these socials for you, ladies and gentlemen. Here's how this works. My Instagram, I hope you know how to spell, because I'm not about to spell all that out. Celebrity underscore the Hotel Plug. Twitter at DJ Black N Wild with the letter N, right? Snapchat, DJ Black N Wild. And that's all. I'm done speaking. Hello.
Hey, Celebrity got, like, some serious hotel deals for you. The one thing, bro, that I heard during that 10K conversation was, you know, he said that what you had was a threat to the major hotel chains. And I thought that was phenomenal. That he put that kind of value on your service. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, tap in, because Celebrity, I heard you say that you had services comparable to Expedia. Or better.
Oh no.
Or better.
No. Sir, hold on. Listen. Expedia will have services comparable to me after I'm done, okay? Like, let's get it straight. Expedia will be calling me. Yes, Expedia will be calling me trying to get. Listen, when I'm done with this, well, not when I'm done because I'm only getting started. When this gets going, Expedia will be trying to give me $3 billion of hush hush money. Like, let me just buy you out. And you know what I'm going to tell Expedia? I'm going to tell Expedia, you and the rest of your little Travelocity, your little Orbitz, your little Hotels.com, your little Priceline. All your little friends can kiss my black ass, because I'm not taking it. I know my worth. Hello, stop playing with me. I'm Celebrity, the Hotel Concierge, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir, this is Celebrity, and I am done speaking. I hope you caught the socials, because I'm not repeating them twice, because my time is valuable. I need $100 an hour. Let's go. Hello.
Pop.
Hey, you need to go back to the top of the hour. You got, oh, man, listen, they dropped jewels. And unfortunately, if you don't have an iPhone, you're going to be locked out for a minute. Listen, we are back next Monday, and hopefully we'll have his crew back sometime in the future. Yanni Chateau, celebrity, much love, much appreciated. I'll be joining the room shortly. Hey, good night, everybody. It's Associate.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Real.